You're listening to Vatican Radio. Hunger, homelessness, and the threat of a new cholera epidemic. These are just some of the most critical needs facing the people of Haiti in areas devastated by Hurricane Matthew at the end of September. More than 900 people died as a result of the storm, which passed over Cuba, the Dominican Republic, the Bahamas, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines before heading to the U.S. Florida coast. Michel Roy, Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis, will be in Haiti from October 21st to 25th, visiting the worst affected areas in the west of the country. The Global Catholic Aid and Development Confederation is launching an international appeal for €250,000 for Haiti, where the local Caritas director describes the situation as catastrophic. The Caritas appeal will provide 13,500 people with food, blankets and hygiene kits, with priority given to people in shelters, pregnant women, children and adults with physical disabilities. Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, where many people are still trying to recover from the 2010 earthquake in which hundreds of thousands of people died. I spoke to Caritas Secretary General Michel Roy to find out more about the most urgent needs of the people there. You're taking off for this five-day visit to the hurricane-devastated areas of Haiti. What are the most urgent needs of the people there right now?
Just to survive. You've heard probably that cholera started again, and cholera will develop if people cannot eat proper food, sufficient food, and if there is no cleanliness again. So there are very basic needs. What is terrible is that the people were not prepared, and nobody was prepared actually, to have such a huge hurricane that destroyed so many lives and so many infrastructures. So the situation is dire, and the very first help which reached there has been already consumed, and there is a need for much more now.
Caritas is doing a lot already, isn't it, in terms of support for these basic needs?
Yes, but it's insufficient, clearly. And the government of Haiti has not received the necessary support from the international community. Ban Ki-moon went there and said that as well. So there is a real need for the international community to come and help the Haitians once more. I know it may be a little bit tiring to say every time there's a disaster in Haiti, we have to come in with large amounts of support. But the reality is such that there is this need, and people must be supported and helped.
What else can you do in terms of long-term development to combat this vulnerability to natural disasters? As you say, many people are still recovering from the 2010 earthquake.
Nobody has found the way forward. The principles must be built with the Haitian people themselves. So every initiative of helping people to organize themselves. We know out of experience in Bangladesh, for instance, when the 1991 cyclone killed 142,000 people, the same cyclone 3 years ago killed a few tens only, because people have got organized. They know what to do to face cyclones in the Bengal Bay. In Haiti, it's not only facing the disasters, it's organizing daily life of the communities. So there is a big and never-ending need for organization of this country. There is a lack of capacity at all levels, and people are left by themselves and confronted to anything. Simply, you know, people are just surviving in Haiti, and so anything which goes wrong will bring disaster.
There's also a threat of degeneration into violence at the moment, isn't there, as people are so angry about the lack of support?
That's an obvious consequence. You are not dead yourself, but you're a victim of that hurricane, and you see that nothing is really done to come to your help, then you become angry, and that anger will translate into violence. That's a normal outcome. So there is a real need, and one of the reasons why I'm going there is also to, well, beyond showing solidarity with the victims of this hurricane, is to be able to come back and say to the Caritas family, we have to speed up our support, we have to come up with higher expectations from the people. So we need a strong response and not a weak one, which most probably, you know, we've seen some pictures from the hurricane in the media, but not enough to make people really sensitive and give money. So it's not going to be an easy job, but Probably Caritas Haiti is better prepared now than it was in 2011 to be able to answer in a more structured way. 2011, the capital city was hit very much as well. This is not the case now, so it's more easy to organize the support as well. But I want my trip there to be an opportunity to raise consciousness again than really something important has to be done. And this message will go not only to the Caritas family, but also to the international community.